The plan is substitutionary sacrifice. An innocent animal is killed, blood drained as a sacrifice, burnt offering to him. That covers sin. He instituted that. He also created the animals. So it came from him. He was the one who devised the plan. Cain was very careless. He just planted some cabbages and said, "Oh, that will do. Hey, this God, macam-macam lah. Asking for this, asking for that. As if no life one, you know. Kacau ni. Saturday afternoon want to go out, for us to prepare lah, prayer time lah, this lah. Sunday morning, sleeping in lah. Want us to bring sacrifice some more. Alama. Faith, if you know who God is, allows you to bring a better sacrifice. And so we worship Him through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Acknowledging His Son. And so we are worshippers. Worshippers in spirit and in truth. Knowing things. Because faith has given us an understanding. And so we can worship in the Spirit. Knowing that the Spirit has been given. Coming to Him through the blood of His Son that has made us righteous and holy and acceptable to Him in the Beloved. We have the forgiveness of sins, the redemption in His blood. Hallelujah. We've been given the Spirit of adoption that within us cries out, Abba, Father. A more acceptable, a more blessed, a more perfect sacrifice. Amen. By faith. We do that. Abel did it as well. But Abel was unjustly murdered. And so his blood cries out. And God heard it. God did not hear Abel calling for help per se, but rather God heard Abel's blood calling for justice. Jesus came and satisfied that call. Amen. Took Cain's place. Took the place of all of us. He says, if you've been angry, you have murdered somebody. Right, so just don't point your finger at Cain. We're all guilty too. Am I correct? All of us are guilty. Now, if the blood of Abel calls out for justice and the blood of Jesus, what does the blood of Jesus do? Is it silent? Is the blood of Jesus silent? No, the blood of Jesus is not silent. The blood of Jesus says, Abel's justice has now been paid in full. Amen. Now, we also have Jesus' blood. And His blood says, all of us, our sins have been washed away completely. Amen. His blood says, we have been cleansed once and for all. Hallelujah. He took His blood, brought it to heaven, to the heavenly tabernacle, to satisfy the justice of the Father. Amen. That we are all acquitted. Hallelujah. By faith, we know these things. And so we offer a more excellent sacrifice. Hallelujah. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. And was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. By faith, we know there is a rapture. Yes, no? Yes, no? I would suggest it's a good place to shout because when the wrath comes, I don't know about you, I'm quitting. I'm gone, man. And I suggest you all come along. Don't hang about here. Hallelujah. By faith, we know there's a rapture because it happened to Enoch. But it just didn't happen just like that. It happened to him because it was found that in his testimony, he pleased God. So that is a setup for the next verse. The next verse says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Uh-huh. Therefore, faith is a necessary and a must-have to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. Right, let's say you have a need and you come to God. Good place to come to. Must you believe that he is? Or he was? Or he may be? He sometimes. He depends. Huh? He is. You must come to him as the God who is. Never changing, always faithful. Amen. And you come to him, he is, with faith, because you have heard his word. Or you have read his word. You know of him. You know his character. You know the promises. You come to him as he is. Amen. You cannot come to him wishy-washy. He's not 999. He does respond to the name of Jesus in emergencies, that's true. But if your life is just full of emergencies, I would say, hey, better check in jail. It's safer in there. Because you're an accident always about to happen. That's very dangerous for yourself and for everybody else. Amen. No, life should not be made out of emergencies all the time. So we come to him, he is. And Enoch came to him regularly. Amen. Hallelujah. He comes to God, must believe that he is, and that he is a... He is a what? A rewarder. Woo! I think my sons got this somewhere, you know. I'm sure they didn't read Hebrews chapter 1. They realize if they come and approach daddy the right way, 99% they'll get away with just about whatever they ask for. So recently my eldest boy celebrated his birthday. And so the younger two congratulated him. And they also thanked him for guiding them, showing the what not to do and what they can get away with. So the guinea pig was the older one. So he suffered. But his younger brothers benefited from the wisdom. Amen. So he is a rewarder of those who what? Who diligently seek him. You see, we don't seek him. His name is not 999. You diligently seek him as he is. He is the he is. He is the I am. Diligent means you make a purpose. It's not by accident, not only by emergency. There is a discipline, there is a preparation, there is a diligence. You know that there is a what? There is a reward. Amen. Have childlike faith. Approach the Father. Just like when you were young, you approached the Father. You hint, and you hint for Christmas present. You know that one, the type that flies, you know? That one, that. No. That one over there. You know, my boys will talk about airplanes and stuff, and now they're a bit older, they talk about drones. Yeah. I told my second boy, I said, yeah, it's full of grace. It costs $5,500. There's a lot of grace there. Yeah. And it has four propellers. I mean, when you were young, we're quite happy with one. We just had a rubber band, you know? ₹5. That's good enough. It flew. Now they're grown up. 5,005. Wow. He is a rewarder, a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so, Enoch experienced rapture. Now, Perry Stone gave this challenge. I saw, and I thought, yeah, that's pretty smart. I wonder how many people thought of that. If you do not believe that Jesus died for you, you do not have salvation. In other words, you reject Jesus. And Jesus says, that being the case, you're already condemned. Because he didn't come to judge, he came to save. And since you reject him, you're already condemned by your own lips. Amen? Okay? If you don't believe, you don't receive. Remember the famous Mark 11:24? If when you pray, you must believe that you receive. Right? So no praying, no believing, no receiving. Then he poses a question. He says, if you do not believe that there is a rapture, or rather that there's of no consequence to you, you know, hey, sarah, sarah, come what may, what may. And the rapture happens. The question is, do you think you'd be caught up in it? We're thinking about. So, anyhow, be in grace, be fully persuaded. There is a rapture. Amen. He comes for his bride, delivering us from the wrath to come. Amen. Now, let me just expand this a little bit. The Greek word for tribulation is thlipsis, T-H-L-I-P-S-I-S, thlipsis, if that's the way to pronounce it. Tribulation. Tribulation, in terms, it means oppression, affliction, distress, straits, or pressure. That's tribulation, thlipsis. Okay, John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have thlipsis or tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. In other words, in the world, sickness, disease, wars, rumors of wars, natural disasters, those are tribulation, birth pains, thlipsis. Amen. Now, the word for wrath is orge, which means punishment, anger, indignation, judgment. 1 Thessalonians 1:10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come, from the orge to come. So my point here is this, brothers and sisters in Christ, do not confuse tribulation, birth pains, with the wrath to come. Amen. Because sometimes people get confused. In the book of Revelation, there's tribulation, and here the birth pains or tribulation, so they get confused. And if you're confused, sometimes you read yourself into the wrath. But the promise is he delivers us from the wrath. Amen. So I'm going to anchor my position as rapture before the wrath, before the tribulation. That's, I'm going to anchor myself there. Yes, I think previously I mentioned I've learned various other positions, even in Rima, they've considered this and that. But having weighed a few of those things, I'm announcing to you, I'm standing rapture before tribulation. Amen. And I'll suggest, if you have time, consider these things. One group that is very solid and broadcasting this all the time is people like Gary Stearman, our Prophecy Watchers. Okay? Now, I'm not a major in that subject, but since we're talking about this, concerning the person Enoch, he pleased God. He came to him, God, who is. He realizes that God rewards those who diligently seek him. So I would suggest we put those things to practice. Amen? Seeking him, I mean, he's God, his father, his daddy. What are we doing if we're not even visiting him? There's something is wrong. And then all you know is that emergency number, 911 or 999 is the case maybe, that's bad. You know? Like they say, a blessed life is much better than a life full of miracles. Amen? A blessed life means you're provided for, you're secure, there's comfort, there's warmth, there's fellowship, there's certainty, you know, there's a future, there's a hope, there's a good things. Amen, hallelujah. A life of miracles means panic. 919, 999, all the nines together, 3, 4, oh. So, it's a blessed life. Amen. A life of seeking Him, waiting for Him. The Spirit searches all things. I don't know all things, but the Spirit searches all things. I just thought, I think it's a good idea to take a 5-minute break. I remember Bar Mitzvah in Jerusalem. That was pretty good. I went to YouTube and I find myself curling up and weeping. the Spirit move. He's no respecter of persons. He didn't even say, Thomas, I know what you're after, but I want to change it. Sorry about this. No. He allowed me to switch it on. He took over because he had something to say. And I have to ask him, by the way, is there anything else? Amen. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen. By the way, you find this thing called see and seen quite often in Hebrews 11. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. Which means, by faith, God can move you to do incredible projects. This project has nothing to do with contracts and making you very rich. Amen. By faith, he was warned. He saw things. No, he warned of things not yet seen. That there is judgment coming. Amen. And God told him, there's judgment coming. Go build an ark. Build it so big that the whole city can come in. So he built. It took him a long time. But nobody wanted to come. Everybody thought he was cuckoo. You know? We have come of age. You know there is judgment to come. And it will come. Amen? Those who believe are saved. Those who do not are condemned. You know, I know. Noah also knew. Faith caused him to do something about it. I pray faith will cause BM Grace to do something about it. Amen. To reach out those who are still lost. Because we have come of age. Amen. We have come of age. We know how to say, how to present, how to lead someone to Christ. That they enter the ark. Jesus Christ himself. If Noah is a type and shadow, because of faith, being warned of things to come, even though he hasn't seen it, he too has never witnessed rain. And God says it's going to rain. But he built it nonetheless. He prepared an ark for the saving of his household by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Oops. John chapter 3 says this. I'll start from verse 16 that everybody knows. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Fair enough. Verse 18. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. Is that serious? That's serious, right? Verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Serious stuff. Serious stuff. Amen? Amen? Can we do this, BM Grace? If the Lord has led you to pray, there's a verse, by all means, FB it. We are led by the Spirit of God. Allow the Spirit of God to lead us and give us a word, give us a prayer. Amen. Show us a vision. You know? If there's nothing, keep silent. Amen. There's already a lot of chatter, a lot of noise, a lot of unrighteous noises. Amen. Human noises. We're led by the Spirit of God. We've come of age. Let us seek God and wait upon Him. And if He's given a verse to pray, let's just pray that prayer. And do our part. Amen. And the next thing is witness. Witness. We overcome the evil one, the accuser of the brethren, by the blood of Jesus, by the power of our testimony. Amen. And for some who do not love their lives even to the end, because they're willing to lay down their life. None of us have come to that yet. Many in Syria and Iraq, unfortunately, have laid down their lives because they will not give up the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let's go back to Hebrews 11. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed. Say obeyed. So by faith, you understand. By faith, you offer something more excellent. By faith, there is a rapture. And you come to Him and you please Him. You know how to do it. By faith, you understand salvation. There is the ark and there is a conviction that we should share, because otherwise the rest who do not know righteousness are condemned. Now by faith, we obey. Obedience comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. But, listen, he went out not knowing he was going, but God went with him. The unspoken word, the unseen, because it's by faith. God said to him, leave your family, go over there. He did. In fact, he did a bit of a detour, go to Haran first, but he did eventually end up in Canaan. God went with him. Amen. When he arrived in Canaan, what did he do? He made an altar and he worshipped God. Remember? Genesis 12. And what else do we read? And the Canaanites were there. Amen. By faith, he went there, foreign territory. Other people are there. But he made his altar. He worshipped God. Amen. Hallelujah. By faith, Holy Spirit reveal things to us that we can set up altars in our country, in our homes, privately. Hallelujah. Knowing what the government is trying to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God is with us. Who can be against us? Amen. For we have come of age. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I remember this, 1987. I spent about 8 years with this company. They were very good to me. They promoted me. I was a junior partner. Very busy. Things to do. But I also got born again. I got filled with the Holy Spirit. And suddenly the atmosphere in the office just changed. It's just like, it's not the same anymore. You know? And there was this tugging that I should leave. By that time, David was just not even 2 years old, I think. I had a mortgage, I got a car, and so on and so forth. I said, how am I supposed to go? I didn't know this passage. I just was recently born again. But I felt that there was a tug here. So eventually I said, God, I sense this. So I think if you are behind it, then you've got to do something. I had enough comprehension to say that if this is you, you've got to give the sign and you've got to do something about it. And the phone rang, I picked it up. The late Joseph Lim was a lawyer. He was very unhappy. He says he'd been calling the office. All the talkers are not around. I said, Joe, if there's anything, let me help you. I'm the next in line. So he had a small project. He wanted the engineer's report. And the boldness rose up in me. I said, Joseph, I'm thinking of setting up my own. Is it okay if I put this report that you asked for? Is it okay if I put it into my account with you? Yeah. Just go ahead. Just get me the report, he says. So I did the report. My first project after that, I put the phone down. Catherine Ong was the secretary. I said, Catherine, just type the letter, ignore the content. It was my resignation. So when I did this, I can identify. God had called me. I didn't know where I was going, but I felt the tug. It was more than a few weeks, and I asked Him for a sign, And I followed him. And I followed him. And I followed him. And I followed him again. And I'm here. Amen. I'm not perfect. Far from it. But faith causes an obedience. Amen. There is an obedience that's attached to faith. If he is God, he gives you an instruction. What do you think he expects? Jonathan, can you please just go outside there and pick the newspaper up? Otherwise the dogs are going to mangle it. What do you think I expect of Jonathan? To go and pick up the newspapers, otherwise the dogs are going to mangle it, right? He does that, it's fine. Then we can kick in the pleasing God part. Amen. Anyhow, let's move on and then we'll try and close. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. I'm very conscious about this, or certainly in the early years, but now no more. I'm conscious of my Eurasian background. I'm conscious that I didn't qualify for a scholarship. I'm conscious that I'm not Bumiputra. You know what I mean or not? Huh? So I was very conscious of those things. But praise God, we just float along and float along and float along. Then I realized my Bumi friends also suffer. Leh. When the economy is no good, everybody cannot. Leh. You know? And they ask me, hey, even now, you know, things are not exactly perfect everywhere, right? It's just not equal. Some get more, some get less, some get zero. Amen? And Matthew 6:33 is very helpful, right? Seek first you, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and this thing shall be added unto you. So at least I have a God to seek. There's a righteousness and a kingdom and a promise. In his name is Jesus Christ. I can make decrees. I'm a prophet, I'm a priest, and a king because of him. On my own, I'm zero. Hallelujah. I can believe his word. I can make decrees. I can prophesy. I can declare in Jesus' name. Because God is for me. His spirit indwells me. He comes upon me to give me spiritual utterances. When I don't know how to pray, his spirit leads me and helps me to pray. When I don't understand, the spirit of God searches all things. He understands. Amen. And he gives it to me. Mine is to obey, follow, worship him. Amen. Hallelujah. So, dwelling in tents, and it's not permanent abode, with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him. And then they were looking forward to a city whose foundation, which are foundations, and the builder was God. In other words, they were traveling in Canaan. But they know that there's a better place. We call it heaven. Amen. The promises given to them are so big that they realize it is not fulfilled in the natural. And so they look forward to a city which is built by God, which is the new Jerusalem and the new earth, which you read in Revelation like the other end of the book. But their life is written in Genesis, this end of the book. Their lives in Genesis saw the new heaven and new earth, the other end of the book. But they lived believing. Amen.